Rangi Wātea.
Oh, kia ora, nama hinui ki a koutou katoa. I hope everyone is well.
We are in four, still in level four. We're doing our best.
Yep.
Numbers are looking
you
good.
are.
We're supporting our whānau, our Māori and Pacifica whānau particularly. We're doing the best we can. We're very proud
of
ourselves.
You're doing the best you can. Never mind David Seymour. You're stronger than
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah, no. He's irrelevant, isn't he? He's just an irrelevant.
Yeah, someone said that on the news. This man's irrelevant. I thought, yeah, really well said.
Yes, absolutely. Look,
anyway,
we're talking to you because you were mentioned by our sister, Marama Harawira Cook. She said, she had made a submission to the inquiry, the Environment Court inquiry into PCP on behalf of SWAP, and this is about the poisonings of our whānau. Particularly those who have had worked previously in wood manufacturing plants. And SWAP, of course, has been working on this for quite some time. You yourself know very well about poisonings and such, having written a book about it. So the question is, how prolific is this, or how big a problem is this for our regional rohe and our country as a whole, the leaching of PCP, other poisons, pesticides from mills like this?
Yeah, just a couple of things just to start off with. It wasn't an Environment Court hearing last week, it was a people's inquiry. So there was a group of people who set up these, basically because they can't get government to listen, they set up a people's inquiry, and the sawmill workers made a submission, including Marama, who is, of course, the daughter of Joe Harawira, and Kala Hakuhatu and her father, Kiriama, all the people who've been holding SWAP together for 30 years who I've had the privilege of working with. So I didn't write the book. My tāne wrote a book called The Deadly Legacy, my tāne Gordon Jackman. And he was also in The New Scientist in the 1990s telling the country that there are 600 sites which are right across the Motu. And some of them have had some cleanup, Claudette, but a lot of them, they're in the hands of district and regional councils, and a lot of them, because it's expensive, have not been properly cleaned up. And so you've got these timber treatment places on old sawmills, plus the places where the waste from those places, the sawdust contaminated with dioxin, a deadly poison, which was used to stain the timber so it didn't rot, because pine rots really easily. That got banned in the 1980s, 1988 it got banned, but the residue is in the bodies of the tangata whenua and other whānau who worked in those, what they called the Green Chain. And there's a wonderful documentary called The Green Chain that tells you the whole story about the mahi that we all did together to try and get some help. And so the help is both for the whenua and also for the people. And I've been working with SWAP lately on trying to get ACC, who have never recognised what they've been through, to recognise the huge diversity of illnesses that come when basically the software of your body gets interrupted by a terrible poison like dioxin. And my partner really highlighted the issues at the time, and he built a relationship with me and the sawmill workers so that they became aware of how it worked in their bodies, and they became incredible champions for sawmill workers everywhere. But there are not enough resources put into this, and there are many places that are still contaminated. Some money's been thrown at Whakatane. So Whakatane, the Kōpū Opio Canal, they're doing a groundbreaking through with the Wānanga and some extraordinary Wahine Māori who did some of the initial research, found that there are plants that can help deal with these terrible poisons, but there are lots of places not fixed yet. And when I was in Parliament, argued very strongly and had an MOU with Nick Smith that we needed to have prioritise some of the sites that have been abandoned and get them cleaned up, because they're a risk to the whenua, but they're also the intergenerational risk to whānau. It is a lot of whānau, a lot of tangata whenua whose wives, children and workers have been affected.
And this is because the majority of workers at these plants were our whānau in those regional areas, in those smaller
Absolutely.
Rural areas.
They are our totally.
Mm. So,
and from the Taitokoro right down to the south, there are sites, and I've visited many of them with my partner, and it's frightening because they're right across the country, but there's also sites that aren't marked that people don't know about, where they were encouraged to, the truck drivers were encouraged to just take the waste and dump it somewhere to get it away, and there's no such places away.
Yeah. No such place as a way. We do know that asbestos was dumped in Woody, as an example, and now there's a very flash housing division built right on top of those dump sites. You know, things like that.
Exactly.
That's what you're talking about, isn't it, when they get...
Well, they call it pave and wave, Claudette. So what they do, councils, because it's cheaper, is concrete over anything that's been identified as a highly contaminated site. So the shopping centre called The Hub in Whakatane is built on a highly contaminated part of the board mill. And the problem with that is the concrete will cover up the dust, which is very dangerous for humans, but also there's water leaching through, and PCP is the chemical is likely to be affected, get into the water supply. Dioxins bind with material, but PCP binds with water. And so this stuff moves around, and it's very dangerous, and it's not being dealt with, even though we've banned the actual chemical. I'm pretty angry with ACC because they just refuse to recognise that these men need more than one doctor's visit a year to tell them they should give up smoking. They actually need some of the terrible illnesses that they and their whānau experience, with reproductive disorders, cancers, birth defects, diabetes, bone growth disorders. Miscarriages are just absolutely epidemic in those communities. And you know that that's not... You know what that does to whānau? It's terrible, and Marama will have talked about that.
Absolutely. So then, you know, fast forward to today, we know all this information. We have all this information. It has been scientifically proven, because there are other issues or similar situations internationally where we can compare the results and the statistics. Why then is the government, successive governments, and I say the government overall, you know, as though we're one homogenous lot.
Yeah, that's successive. Mm-hmm.
Why have they continued to ignore it and ignore the evidence?
Well, because the population, they reckon, and this is about money, right? They reckon that if they just ignore these men and these sites, they'll die off. And of course, many sawmill workers and their families have died since we banned PCP. So it's like a problem that they're just waiting for it to go away. And they would claim that they'd done something about it. They did set up what they call a designated doctor service. Parakura was the first to really show support after we marched on Parliament, bringing a busload of sick workers to the Parliament steps, and Parakura stepped up then. And then National actually did set up this designated doctor service, but it wasn't specialist. They can't get specialist help. And these men, they lost their jobs because they were sick. The state actually funded that original Whakatane board mill and takes no responsibility for what it's done to their lives. It's devastated their families and their health, and also their economic ability to support their families. And this is shocking. And yet, you know, when we went and visited the ACC with the Council of Trade Unions and First Union and myself and Kiriama Akuhata and Morgan and Godfrey, who's from that part of the country, we all went to see government about 18 months ago, and they just brought out an ACC doctor who said, oh, this is not proven. And it's not true. We know it's true. You know, dioxin is recognised by the World Health Organization as a known human carcinogen. It causes cancer. And these whānau are carrying the profits that were made at the cost of their health. Is just it's a treaty breach, and it's a disgrace. So, yeah, government should do something. But unless we kick up a huge fuss, and people get sick and people die in this process, we don't get hurt. It's disgusting.
It is about the money, isn't it? Nobody wants to take responsibility for this, because it could then it would then cost a substantial amount of money, which no government wishes or wants. They just don't want to have to fork out for this. They don't know where to go to get it. They won't know where to go to get it, and they won't hold the company owners accountable either. Either, will they?
Well, the company's disappeared. That's what they do. They disappear and leave these sites, and they're called orphan sites, Claudette. And I managed to set up a commitment by government that they would have a priority list of orphan sites, and they'd clean up these ones, would be right up the top. And that's how we started getting money, like for Korpiopio. But local government is also culpable, because they don't like the fact that some of this land is now private land or council land. They don't like it being labelled contaminated, because the value goes down. You know, people don't want to buy it. People can't sell their houses if they're known to be on contaminated sites. So everybody wants you to shut up. And there's been like botched cleanups in places like Mapua near Nelson. There's been partial cleanups around Whakatane, where there's 26 contaminated sites of a major nature. And there's a whole lot more around the Motu where nobody's doing anything and regional council and local council are supposed to be remediating. And sometimes they can even barely put up a sign saying keep off. So kids get to play in the dust. It's not okay, but it's just one of those things that most people don't care about because the sawmill workers either don't know they've been poisoned or if they're from Whakatane, they do. No, it's just a very difficult, it's a very difficult ongoing battle.
Our legal system or our type of democracy is not set up for everyday people to go and get some kind of accountability from its government. That if we were in the United States, as an example, we could sue the Crown. We could sue the state.
Yeah,
although, we're not set up like that here.
No, we're not. And I'm not sure that suing the state actually works. I think what they could do is possibly look at a class action suite. They can do class actions for collective. I mean, that has been considered. The sawmill workers are not looking for personal compensation and money. What they're looking for is proper medical care for themselves and future generations. And that's what ACC is supposed to provide. It's a no-fault system. And these people went to work and got poisoned, and so did their families from washing their clothes and from being inheriting their DNA. And it's like, that's what ACC is supposed to do. And I don't believe we can't afford it. If we can throw money at the America's Bloody Cup, why can't we actually support the sawmill workers? It's just, it's about priorities, and governments find money, as we've noticed, when they need to. But when it comes to justice, and particularly for tangata whenua whānau, it's very, very slow.
Yeah, so,
but we're not giving
up.
That's a new generation.
That's it as well, too, isn't it? It is about who has been affected here.
Totally.
I mean, if it was affecting the whānau over in Rimaweta, it would be a lot different, but it's us.
Oh yeah, I mean exactly, and it's amazing what can happen if it's a priority. And I really do take my hat off to the sawmill workers and their whānau, because they are regenerating their group that's been going on for 30 years. There's a generation of daughters in particular stepping up to help their fathers and mothers to actually continue this this campaign and this kaupapa, and they're really, really wonderful, wonderful people to work with. I'm so humbled, and I know my partner Gordon Jackman, who wrote The Deadly Legacy, is humbled to be able to work with these.